Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
That Lamar Jackson, I'm not going to just predict that he's going to play a great game against the Steelers because I think it does get in his head. I think he probably tries to do too much or it starts to grate on him that his past performances are against the Steelers have been PP poor and he needs to start making up for it. Harbaugh wants to be the smartest guy on the field on Sundays and it blows up in his face. Tomlin used to have that issue against Belichick. Tomlin used to always try to one-up Belichick or at least have his antenna up so high against Belichick that he was on the lookout for the Belichick chicanery and the Belichick
he was paranoid.
Clandestine behavior.
He was overwhelmed with paranoia. Like, are they putting radio signals in our helmets?
And it did. Yep.
Hoya paranoia.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think that, well, Mike, I always thought tactically was, like most coaches, a step behind Belichick. Vrabel would get the best of him. Harbaugh, actually, ironically enough, got the best of him in playoff games. But Mike didn't help himself by being so worked up by the idea of trying to beat Bill Belichick that he coached worse than he normally did.
So do you agree with me that the Steelers have the coaching edge in this game, too?
I do right now, yeah. I do feel that way. I mean, Harbaugh always has the chance of, like, doing something brilliant or his team just comes out firing on all cylinders, but I've seen it too many times where the game gets close and he just... It's like the synapses don't fire. Like, the, you know, something short circuits there. If he goes for two in a big situation... he doesn't call a good play or his team doesn't, like, execute it even remotely well enough. Like, it just, he'll make, like, halfway good decisions or halfway aggressive decisions. I also think this is something we say about Tomlin, too. This is coaching. I think Harbaugh sometimes gets it in his head, too, that he's going to beat Tomlin on Tomlin's terms. Like, whatever he thinks the Steelers want to do, he wants to play that style of game. Like, Tomlin will say, like, we're gonna turn a Ravens game into a slugfest, even if we shouldn't.
I think
Harbaugh falls victim to that.
I also think he's more dangerous when the chips are stacked against him and he goes into the game almost with nothing to
lose.
Like
Ryan Mallett's his quarterback?
Ryan Mallett, when they had RG3 play the game here during the COVID year and almost won. Who else would fit that description here? Anthony, remember they had Anthony Brown and Tyler Huntley and they won the game here 2 years ago? Late in the season.
In a way, he and Tomlin are similar.
Some
of Tomlin's best work has come when he doesn't have what would be considered his full complement. I think Harbaugh sometimes just against the Steelers goes away from, we're just going to do our thing. We're going to trust what makes us good against everybody else. And I just think it...
And he's so smug. He is very unlikable. Oh, my God.
I'd love to
get him right in the kisser.
He is, again, I will point out, he is at worst the second most insufferable person at a Harbaugh family holiday. Tom Crean is his brother-in-law. I would like to see Tom...
Oh, what a douche he was when he was at Marquette.
He's like actually like tolerable on commentary of basketball games now, but I would like to
remember
punch...
when he ripped Pitt for not going to the NIT?
There's also a story with him and a particular like person at Pitt where he was very dismissive and borderline cruel to a person who was just doing their job.
Mm, I don't like that.
I would like to see
Pick on
Tom,
somebody your own size.
I would like to see Tom Crean. Just the idea of him getting his face punched so hard he flies into the sun makes me, it just gives me a smile, puts a smile on my face.
I've not always been Tomlin's biggest fan, but one of my favorite moments with him, I think, are those handshakes when the Steelers beat the Ravens and Harbaugh has to just eat the crap sandwich there. I just love that. I live for the CBS cameras making sure that they get a shot of a conciliatory John Harbaugh who's hating the fact that he has to congratulate Mike.
I have another thought on this.
I love that.
For as much as Mike was befuddled and bedeviled by Belichick, I think he knows he's in Harbaugh's head.
Yep. I think that's why he played the Deontay card today.
I think he revels in it. I think he goes in, unlike the Belichick games where he would go in paranoid and kind of addled, I think he goes into these games, I mean this, very, very relaxed.
412-928-9370. Here's Lou in Irwin. Hello, Lou.
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We're good, Lou.
Hey, I just had a different thought. How different do you think Lamar's career would be if we would have drafted him in 18 instead of
Terrell Edmonds? Yep.
Yeah. How different do you think like his career would be with maybe winning Super Bowls? And obviously, you're saying he's lost to the Steelers a lot, so he obviously wouldn't have had to play them, but play against us. So what do you think the difference would have been for us and for him if he would have been drafted by us?
Given what Mike has allowed Russell Wilson to do and given the fact that he knows what Jackson is physically capable of, I would like to believe that Mike would have hired decent coordinators and surrounded him in a situation where he could thrive.
Why? I think at that point he still would have just gone next man up Randy Fichtner and hired his own guy, Matt Canada, because he would have been feeling himself. He would have not had no reason to be humbled enough to go outside the organization or have the owner get involved.
Could Matt Canada have gotten more out of Lamar Jackson running a college-style
offense
than
Greg Roman and Todd Monken?
I'm kidding. I'm being facetious.
Well, I just needed to make sure that you were. That's all. You've been trying to gauge people's level of sarcasm on social media today. I have to do the same thing with you from time to time.
I'm never
How
sarcastic.
Do I think Lamar Jackson would look with the Steelers? I think his career would be worse. I don't think he'd have two MVPs with those offensive coordinators. No.
Well, yeah, if it's those offensive, I mean, I do. That's
Absolutely
one other.
Not.
That's one other element why I'm still leery of him compared to you today. I think Monken's done a very good job there. I think they have taken a step forward. I think Greg Roman had gotten pretty stale.
412-928-9370. Rick wants to chime in. Rick, you got it. Take us off speaker and talk.
Speaker and talk. Hold on.
Okay.
I'm getting you off. All right. First off, I'm going to promise not to mention Patrick Mahomes' name today as being from the western part of the country. I think I was one pain pill and one muscle relaxer too deep last
That's okay,
week.
Rick.
Anyway.
We'll give you a mulligan on that one.
I that question, if the gun was to your wife's head, who would you take? I'd take Russell Wilson, and I'd take him because it's the Steelers. The track record shows that we are Harbaugh's kryptonite, much the same way Tom Brady was our kryptonite. And, the team is sparked to a point right now that I haven't seen since, like, 2018. And I think that there's a lot of unity right now on the team, and that people are coaching each other up instead of tearing each other down.
Well, Tomlin's tearing down guys, but they happen to play for the Ravens now, which I love. Did we stumble into something? Did Donnie actually say something that an alarming amount of our listeners actually agree with?
That Russell Wilson would be their choice?
That Russell Wilson is better than Lamar Jackson right now. And they would prefer Lamar Jackson, or they would prefer Russell Wilson in a big game than they would Lamar Jackson. Like, I guess to distill it down to this, Steelers fans prefer Russell Wilson. Steelers fans feel like they have the quarterback advantage in this game.
I'm sorry, I cannot get there.
That's what Donnie said.
I am aware, and I think that's your implication.
Yep,
you feel that
too.
Way, just say it.
And that's, I say it, don't spray it. I'm saying it loudly and proudly, and it sounds like Rick feels the same way. So that's 3-1 right now.
I'll tell you what, though. I'm looking at Mahomes Mountain on your buddy Nick Wright's show, and Russ is still way down the mountain.
Oh, I'll text him about that.
Oof, boy. Lamar and Burrow occupy.
He's ahead of Jordan Love and Tua. That's not bad.
He's on the Baker, Cousins, Stroud, and Goff tier.
Okay, that's a pretty good tier, Malzi.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, they're sitting at a desk that has a bunch of cotton on it. I don't know what
fake
else
snow.
To say.
Yeah. It's fake snow on Mahomes Mountain.
Here is Mike and Mars. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Mike, do the Steelers have the quarterback advantage in this game Sunday?
Yes, they do, I think.
There you go.
Okay, my thought, though, was they asked earlier why Tomlin does not like Deontay Johnson?
Yes, I brought that up. Go ahead.
Okay, the reason being is Deontay Johnson kept pushing for Mason Rudolph to be the quarterback all the way from spring practice, through practices in the games, during the game, before the games, and Tomlin did not like it. When he finally had to put Rudolph in, doing that a bad play of Pickett and Trubisky, it made Johnson look right. And players on the team agreed that Rudolph should have been the quarterback. And when he won the last three games after they finally put him in there, it made Johnson right. Tomlin did not like it. He got rid of him. That's all I got to say, fellas.
I think that there's a kernel of truth in that. I don't think coaches like it when players go above their pay grade and make comments about who should play and playing time. That's a coach's domain. And he did that when it came to the most important position and biggest lightning rod issue on the team. I don't think it's the biggest reason why Tomlin had a falling out with Johnson, but I think it could have been the last straw? Absolutely. Like, the dude went on record as saying Mason Rudolph needs to be the guy, play Mason Rudolph, all those things when the team was still, in theory, ruminating or vacillating on it.
I think that's a very small percentage, if it is a percentage of it. I think Mike just got very sick of Deontay the player.
But when you say that, though, part of that is his personality, and making comments like that are part and parcel with the personality of him.
I mean, I'd like to believe that Tomlin might have also been hearing it from more like team leader types behind the scenes. Like, I know you don't like this guy, Mike, but we've got to give him a try. The other two just can't hack it.
Yeah, like, and that's fine. But when you take it, you know, when you cross that line from having it in-house to speaking out about it and talking to reporters about it, there's a huge difference.
He never says any of that. Is he still on the Steelers?
Probably not.
Well, if you're even vacillating on that or thinking about it, then you think it's a pretty big percentage of this.
No, I don't think that he would still be here just because they weren't going to give him a third contract. But this painting of, well, the reason why they only traded him for this is that they just were trying to jettison the player and rid themselves of this, like, malignant
toxic presence.
Yes, I don't think it would be, I don't think they would make sure that it got out that way.
Donnie's landlord has answered the Russell Wilson Lamar question. If we are talking week 9 against a random NFC team in November, then it's Lamar all day. If we're talking January against the Chiefs, Bills, or Steelers in the divisional round, give me Russ.
I think we've stumbled upon something here. Who has the quarterback advantage in Sunday's game, the Steelers or the Ravens? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Are we being homers by saying the Steelers have the better quarterback, yes or no? Right now, let's get a Nelly headline, and we're right back on The Fan.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, Donnie has texted in as he drives to host the Landon Roberts Show. He wants He wants a clarification. He is not picking Russell Wilson over Lamar Jackson on Sunday. He would only take Russell Wilson over Lamar Jackson in a do-or-die single elimination playoff game setting. So I am guessing then, and Donnie's not here to comment, but based on that, I would think Donnie likes the Ravens to beat the Steelers on Sunday. If in this game he thinks Lamar is the better of the two quarterbacks, if he's saying for this game he would take Lamar.
Mm-hmm. Playoff Lamar, though, different.
Yes. Well, it has been. There's no doubt. And Steelers Lamar has been different, too. But I guess Donnie thinks
if you had to guess,
the
just
worm
based
will
on,
turn here.
Based on passer rating, Pony,
yep,
off the top of your head, who do you think has a worse passer rating? Playoff Lamar or Steelers Lamar?
I'm going to say Steelers Lamar.
Passer rating for Steelers Lamar.
66.8.
Somebody's been doing his homework.
Oh, I do Lamar research.
Passer rating for playoff Lamar.
I don't know.
75.7.
Okay, so I was right.
Weirdly enough, he's run for over 100 yards in three of his seven playoff starts.
That's the other thing about him against the Steelers.
He doesn't run for
the rushing stats.
Well, they apparently do something called like mesh crash, or they have this like very specific thing.
Love it.
Arthur Mollett has already told people what the Steelers are going to do to defend him.
They're going to do that mesh crash when he.
They send one guy straight at the quarterback
on those RPOs,
and
they
immediately dive, and they just take the. They have one other guy who has to take the dive, and one guy whose job it is to run as fast as he can at Lamar, so he basically has to hand it off every time.
66.8 passer rating for those at home that are wondering. That is Bryce Young's passer rating this year. So the Steelers turn Lamar Jackson into Bryce Young. That would be the worst passer rating in the NFL this season.
How confident are you feeling on a scale of 1 to 10 this
11.
Weekend? 11. Has a bet already been made?
No, but I should probably get around to that. We have a big event at the Rivers Casino tomorrow. I think I'll just make it when I'm down there.
Now, do you think your rhetoric could swing the line one way or the other? The power of your rhetoric.
What do you mean?
You're just putting these stats out there, and the people maybe who are setting the lines, they've looked at them
too. I think
the
line has already been affected. I think it's gone from 3.5 to 3 because savvy bettors are like, wait a minute.
Steelers
can lose by a field goal when they've dominated this matchup and they're at home?
If I said that you had to bet $100 on the Steelers' money line, how confident 1 to 10 would you be that you'd be getting that money back with a lot more on top of
11.
It? 11.
Wow. Steve in Myrtle Beach. Hello, Steve.
What's going on, fellas?
Steve, we haven't talked in a while. How you been, buddy?
Not too bad. No, I'm on hold a lot of the times, and with my job, I can't always be on hold.
It's okay. We got a lot of people that want to chime in, Steve, so thank you for your patience. And what do you got for us today?
I think the more important question here to ask, fellas, is what receiving core do you trust more? Mike Williams and George Pickens and Freiermuth? Or what, Rashad Bateman, Deontay Johnson?
Zay Flowers is their best receiver. And then Mark Andrews.
So my point is this, and I called to make the point yesterday as well. We have one of the most dangerous offenses in the league.
We're getting there. Now, they lead the league in points scored, Steve.
Listen, Russell Wilson passes the eye test.
I agree with that.
When he's doing what he's doing, he's allowing George Pickens to do what he can do, and we're only just now seeing what he
okay,
can
so,
do.
Steve, I got bad news, though. They're first in yards, they're first in points, they're first in yards per pass attempt and yards per rush attempt. They have, by every measure, the best offense in football.
How would we do if we just counted the three games that Russell Wilson has played in? Would we beat them in some of those categories, Malzi?
Steelers would still be behind them in points per game.
Okay.
In yards per game, they'd be a little ahead, I think. Slightly.
What's that, Steve? You cut out for a second there. It sounds like you're at a supermarket checking out.
Who's the best defense that Baltimore's played so far?
They just put 41 on the Broncos, who came into that game, I believe, second in the league in scoring defense.
The Broncos are right behind the Steelers and Chargers, or at least they were before that game.
Buffalo is ninth in scoring defense, and they put 35 on them.
They ran roughshod on them.
The Chiefs have one of the best. The Chiefs have one of the best defenses in the league, and while they didn't win that game, they put up 452
so Steve,
yards.
Back in the day, Jimmy the Greek used to do this thing on CBS where they listed the positions for in a matchup, and then he put a check mark next to the team that he thought was better at that position. So if we did quarterback for Sunday, would you put the check mark next to the Steelers or the Ravens?
I gotta go with the Steelers.
Okay, if we did coach, would you put the check mark next to Tomlin or the check mark next to Harbaugh?
I gotta go with T.
So there you go. So we've got the better coach, we've got the better quarterback, and damn sure we've got the better defense.
Listen, they've got Derrick Henry.
Okay, that's one for them. I agree with that, Steve. They would have running back over us. Najee Harris, Jalen Warren, and Cordarrelle Patterson.
Better trio of receiving targets, Pony. I'm asking you this. Pickens, Williams, Freiermuth, Flowers. We'll go Bateman, Andrews.
I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I think us right now. Because I think Pickens has raised his game to the point where it's pretty much a draw between him and Flowers. I think Williams is better than Bateman, and I think this year, I think in years past, I would have said Andrews for sure over Freiermuth, but it's close. I mean, Andrews has come on here the last couple of weeks.
He's got 5 touchdowns in the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, so I'd probably lean him then. I like Andrews. So I would say it's close. I would give the slight edge to the Steelers because of the way George Pickens has played lately.
There's going to be either a lot of bewildered, disappointed people this weekend or a lot of people calling in, I think, to yell at me kind of and say, I told you so.
Yeah.
Because I think the Steelers can absolutely win this game, but by virtue of being the only person, presumably, who doesn't think that they have significant advantages almost all over the field, I think I'm the bad guy.
Nelly, you are a degenerate, much like Mike Tomlin called himself a degenerate after the game on Sunday. What was the Nelly line for this game when you tried to set your own line for Steelers and Ravens? What would Nelly the odds maker set this one at?
I think it's going to be really close. I haven't seen the line. I think it's nothing more than 3 points. If I had to take a guess, Baltimore -1.5 would be my guess.
You'd make it Baltimore -1.5. And the odds makers initially made it Baltimore -3.5. So Nelly, a degenerate gambler, is telling you that there's value there in Steelers.
Nelly sounds like if he were setting the lines, he'd have all the pro Baltimore people just rushing to place bets, sprinting to the window.
Wait, what?
If he was setting the line at Baltimore -1.5, the pro Ravens bettors would be, they'd be trampling
each
other.
Nelly's telling you that the odds makers have set a horrendous line here.
The NPI, the Nelly Power Index.
He's got spreadsheets, I presume. You have some kind of system, right, on how you bet these games, or is it all gut?
Looking at like previous games, you know,
Nelly,
seven
when
of
you
last
bet,
10,
do you have when you help
7 of the last 10 he goes to?
Oh, he's okay, going to trends.
Last
he
seven,
looks at that little
10.
ATS record.
Pretty much.
Nelly, do you have? Would you say you're enough of a degenerate that like people ask you how much you bet, you just say I bet 1 unit on this game, and you have a defined amount that is your standard bet
units.
I told you, he's a degenerate.
How many units would you feel good about putting? You don't have to tell me what your amount is, what your unit amount is. How many units would you feel good about putting on Steelers' money line for this game?
Maybe 1.25?
Or he even breaks the units down into smaller increments.
Pony, do you
one
have
and a half?
Unit bet?
I don't.
When people
like
are
a
like,
standard
yeah, I'm
betting amount?
Yeah, I don't.
Nelly, if I gave you $100,000 before the NFL season started and said, have at it, what do you think you could do with that $100,000 by the end of the year? How much money do you think you'd be left with?
Oh, boy. Probably less than $100,000.
Oh, so you're losing better. Okay.
I guess at the end of the day, but try and
so you
make
have,
sure it's nothing
so you have
horrible.
Okay, so you have fun doing it. You're not somebody
if
that's
I gave
a
you $10,000
better.
After you graduated from college and you negotiated that I would just give it to you and you could place a bet with it on a season win total over-under for baseball, how do you think you'd do?
That's a tough one. Baseball is baseball.
Baseball's tricky, Nelly. You know that.
Especially the Seattle Mariners in 2000.
Oh, shut up, Malsy.
hit or miss.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by
Pony,
South Hills.
Pony was like Dave Kingman in that exact situation I gave you. There was a lot of air conditioning coming from that bet.
A lot of confident Steelers fans. I mean, it's only Tuesday, but it is Ravens week. So how are you feeling about this matchup? Good feeling, bad feeling, supremely confident, concerned, nervous? 412-928-9370. Sum it up for us. Early week thoughts on Steelers-Ravens. We've had callers chime in and say they think the Steelers have the better quarterback in this matchup. They're that convinced of Russell Wilson, and they're that sure Lamar Jackson is going to struggle. What are your thoughts on that? 412-928-9370. Plus, we'll give you our PM Team Tomlinism of the week, but first a headline.
Like what I've seen from Bateman, man, he's been down the grass, been a backside matchup guy, made a lot of plays for him.
PM Team Tomlinism of the week here at 4:30. Things got moved around 2 days in a row. The debrief been put on the back burner, brought to you by Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington, because our guy Donnie's on his way to interview a Landon Roberts. That takes priority over him giving us the biggest football story of the day. We'll get more thoughts from Landon on this matchup with Baltimore. Landon played a lot more against Washington, and I would think that trend would continue in this game. Peyton Wilson basically being phased out as Tomlin prioritizes the linebacker that's going to help the Steelers in run defense. And if he felt that way against Washington, my God, he's going to feel that way against Baltimore, given the historic things the Ravens have done on the ground to this point in the season, which Tomlin really didn't spend a ton of time talking about today. He did not really gush about the Ravens' prodigious rushing stats. I think that's probably a Tomlin coaching tactic too, telling his team, let's not go overboard on what these guys
can do. Let's not crown them. They're just men. They put their pants on one leg at a time, just like you.
A down the grass guy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a Tomlinism candidate. He also had this to say about Nick Herbig filling in for Alex Highsmith.
Herbig being on a pitch count, and who do you anticipate starting, Nick or Patrick?
I have no idea. Herbig has not gotten himself fully in the boat yet, and so I'd be speculating on both ends of that.
We've heard so much about the trains. This is the first time we've heard about the
inner
boats
harbor
as a means of transportation.
Baltimore's right on the inner harbor.
We've got the Three Rivers, so why is it taking him so long to make a boat reference about the Steelers?
There's train tracks that go over the Three Rivers.
We're not a train town.
You know what? And he's from the Tidewater area of Virginia, very much a boat town.
Why are we not a train town?
I think the humble car has taken over.
No, but I'm just saying, like, even when it comes to...
Name me a town that is a train town. Norfolk, because of Norfolk Southern.
I would say New York City is a train town. Look at their elaborate subway system. Look at
Chicago, a train town?
I don't know enough about Chicago.
They have the elevated train.
The train station is underneath Madison Square Garden.
Give me the ultimate plane town. Give me an air. What's
Atlanta,
a plane town? Because of Hartsfield-Jackson.
It's massive. I think it's the biggest airport in the country.
Then Chicago must be a plane town.
It is. O'Hare.
What's Boston?
Boston, I think, is a boat town. I think Boston's about
boats.
What's
Cleveland?
Train town.
Definitely not a boat town. The river catches fire.
I think antiquated way of travel fits right in with Cleveland.
Dallas
back in
is
the
a
day.
Car town.
LA's a car town.
Oh, LA's a big car town. Seattle, boat town. Do you have the
sure.
other one he said about Lamar?
I don't know if I... Oh, we played it about him saying on
He's
the
at
sticks.
The sticks? On the sticks?
Was that a video game reference?
Yeah, I kind of like that one because it was unusual, but a down the grass guy?
Down the grass guy. Donnie liked that one.
I think that one's got to win. It's such a just weird.
There'll be a bunch of zigging and zagging on both sides. That's just the nature of this thing.
There's also zigging and zagging that'll take place.
Are you gonna make a late nomination push for zigging and zagging?
No, I'm gonna go with a down the grass.
He's a down the grass guy.
By the way, well wish, hope you feel better message from the PM team to a guy who regularly asks questions at the Mike Tomlin press conference, who's on the mend right now, Joe Rutter. Longtime Steelers beat reporter, had a medical emergency. He hasn't been covering the team for a few weeks. That's why Kevin Gorman has popped up. We like Gormy at some of these Steelers press conferences. So we hope Joe recuperates and gets back at it, because he's a professional reporter who does a very good job. He does a better job than that guy. What was his name? Tank? Who used
Oh, Randy the Tank Tanklinger.
What happened
or
to Tank? Remember Tank would get in there? He said that one time.
They're killing him out there.
Did he say they're like beating the snot out of Pickett or something like that in a question? Did they revoke his credential?
Yeah, I think Tank's like, I don't even know how Tank got in there.
So Tank was asking too many smart aleck questions to
the
Tomlin.
The first week, I think Tomlin was like bemused by it.
This is beneath us to have this guy in here running amok at our press conferences?
My recollection was the first week he showed up, he asked a follow-up to Tomlin.
Tankster.
And Tomlin was like amused by it. And then I think it happened again the next week, and Tomlin was like, all right, funny joke the first time. Get this guy the hell out of here. Getting him killed out there.
So Steelers PR thought the Tank was too cartoonish.
Yes, the Tank wrote a book once called Blood and Leather. I'm not kidding.
About?
The history of boxing in Pittsburgh. He sent a promotional
copy. Based on a true story?
Well, it was like a hit. Yes, guys like Fritzy Zivic and all these dudes who fought in the early 1900s or 1930s.
Mm-hmm.
I remember reading it and coming
you
away
read his
from
book?
It. No, I just like scanning a couple pages because I was sent a promotional copy. This is years ago.
Okay. So Tank wanted you to get a hold of it because he wanted you to talk about it on the air. He thought the power of Muzzy.
I didn't think it was a season on the brink, to put it that way. I didn't think it was.
I mean, not every.
I didn't think it was ball four.
Not every great reporter is a great author. I mean, I'm not going to.
Would you call Randy the Tank a great reporter? Would you say he was Cronkite? Jim Gray?
I mean, my opinion on it is. Doesn't really matter because the Steelers said that he was not apparently.
I don't think that was Randy.
Snuff.
I don't think that was Tank's like bread and butter gig.
What is Tank's bread and butter gig?
You know what? Great question.
You know who I thought was amused by Tank? Kabali.
Of course he was. Kabali loves buffoonery in any form. Kabali is always here for the buffoonery.
Because Kabali, I think, gets dangerously close to that line. I think in the way he covers it, he does not cross it. He maintains, I think, just enough decorum where he doesn't turn into buffoon.
But he has
his moments like Sunday when he's in that scrum with Mike Williams and it looks like he's close to pinching off a loaf and he's doing everything in his power to not crap his pants
question,
and it goes viral.
Question.
Yes?
When you're that obviously fighting
a crap,
it's never solid.
I disagree with that, actually.
I have never had to fight one off that badly, and it came out what I would call normal looking.
I did once. I was coming home from a Pirates game, and I knew, solid crap, mind you, not the runs.
Oh, here we go.
And I knew that I was not going to make it home, so I made a pit stop here and used one of the work toilets.
How relieving was that?
I honestly thought I needed the Emmitt Smith Depend commercial.
But like when you made it there, the ecstasy had to be almost off the charts.
Chris, honestly, I was in a state for the 10-minute drive through the tunnels to get here to Greentree. I kept repeating to myself, I can't believe I'm about to crap myself. Like, I didn't think it was
possible.
Like the
old SNL skit, oops, I crap my pants?
I didn't think other than like a shart or like, you know,
you didn't think
diarrhea.
As an adult you would lose control of your faculties to that degree.
Yes. And it was honestly prairie dogging to that point.
Oh my God, dude.
Where I had, and I actually am very anti using public bathrooms,
mm-hmm.
but nobody was here because it was at night. So I felt comfortable breaking my own rule. So I actually.
Wait, are you anti using public bathrooms because you think that like you're embarrassed by what they know must be going on?
I just don't like. I don't like my. I told you I used to always strip naked. I don't like my privacy being invaded while I'm going with people coming in and out of the bathroom. That throws me off my game.
What are we going to do if Kabali comes in here on Friday and he's looking that kind of way?
I'm going to excuse him and let him go is what I'm going to do.
I mean, Joe, once when we were doing the morning show and filling in on like a holiday week,
yeah.
He said, Mulzy, this show, I'm excited to do it, but it interferes with a certain time of day for me.
And he just got up
in the
middle of the segment, right?
I said, can you just do me a favor? When that happens, just say, done.
And just go.
Joe got up, I swear to you, in the middle of like a back and forth like this, and he just cut me off and said, done, sauntered out there and walked back in 5 minutes later like the king of,
the king of
Spain.
That's a pretty good time.
George Hill.
Here's Joe on the fan. Hello, Joe. Not Starkey. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Yes, Joe, yeah. You're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, guys? I was just thinking, I'm not in agreement with you guys about this week. I think Baltimore has the edge, and I'll tell you why. I think when it comes down to Lamar Jackson, he's a way better runner than Russell Wilson, and he's going to use that along with King David. You know, they're going to just run all over the Steelers.
King David was in the Old Testament.
Receivers better.
King David had that big. No, that was Joseph had that Technicolor dream coat.
King David was in the Bible. We're talking about King Henry.
King Henry.
I'll tell you what, the actual King Henry, he loved lopping off people's heads. Did you know that?
I mean, Joe, Jaden Daniels was a much better runner than Russell Wilson and the Steelers won last week.
Yeah, so I think he has it. We're not going to have the advantage there. So,
but like, why would that matter? I mean, and also, by the way, I'm getting lumped in because Pony is so forcefully anti.
Joe,
you know, Lamar
Jackson has always been a better runner than the Steelers quarterbacks, and they never allow for him to get loose and run all over them.
It hasn't worked out for him.
Yeah, but this year they've got the dual threat, and I just don't think the Steelers.
So you think Derrick Henry? You think really this is about Derrick Henry making him a very
King
different
David.
Player?
Yes, I think he makes Lamar a better player all the way around. And I know Lamar can run off some big runs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Russell Wilson may get your first down with a 10-yarder.
But it doesn't matter. Russell Wilson might throw a ball way up in the air that lands softly in one of his receiver's hands.
Who's a better passer right now, Joe, Lamar Jackson or Russell Wilson?
I would say Russell Wilson's got the better pass touch for sure.
Wow.
But I think it's really outweighed by the running ability of Lamar Jackson.
Okay,
Lamar's
you,
never run for more than 70 yards in any game against
pessimist
the Steelers.
Pessimist Joe, everybody, joining the show.
Hold on. I have to say something
Joe the
here.
Pessimist. Yes?
I know that there is like Lamar derangement syndrome encroaching on this show. Lamar is completing...
You mean Lamar honesty syndrome?
Hold on. I'm saying broadly. He is completing 69% of his passes this year. Nice. He has 24 touchdowns and 2 picks.
Oh, and
Russ has been very fun to watch. The idea that he is a better passer this year than what I just described is not true.
Fewer interceptions. And they both
He's played in 3 games versus 10. Stop it. You can't even get through that with a straight face.
Also, both have passer ratings over 100. You didn't,
oh, my God.
You failed to mention that.
Get out of here, dude.
That completion percentage, by the way, goes from 69 giggity to 59 against the Steelers.
You can't even say Russ has been a better passer the last 3 games. You know why? Lamar has 9 touchdowns and no picks.
Maybe if Russ got to play the Bengals defense, he would have thrown for 400 yards.
What did he do against the Denver Broncos' great defense, Pony? Would you like to tell me his numbers there and his passer rating? Yeah.
He was tremendous.
Yeah, what was his passer rating?
I don't have it off the top of my head, but the game was also in Baltimore.
158.3. Are you aware of what the highest passer rating a player can establish?
That is perfect.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
412-928-9370. Are we taking Lamar Jackson lightly? The last caller said yes. He is superior to what the Steelers have to offer, and he'll come in here and win because of his running ability on Sunday. Agree or disagree? 412-928-9370. Plus, what Mike Tomlin said today about Deontay Johnson. He took a pot shot, a low blow, and how that makes us feel about this matchup in the Steelers-Ravens rivalry. Quick timeout, then a long commercial-free segment. It's the PM team on the fan. First, no message, a timeout. We'll be right back.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.